$249.50, the average on those light fives, 232.5. And then if we look at some of those light seven weights, had a couple part loads in the low 270s, one at 273, the average at 265. Talking about those heifers again, just tons and tons of seven-weight heifers showing up about around the barns. Hard to think that we're seeing any retention with the numbers of those we've been seeing over the last several weeks that we've talked. We had 13 full pot loads at one cell barn this week, ranging from 7 to 750 pounds. It sold from 250 to 250, 250. Three or four other loads at various barns around, with the top load being 140 head or 144 head at 731 pounds at about 252.5, and then one load at 256. So there was over 1,200 head of 7 to 750 pound heifers, medium and large ones, that sold in the barns this week around the state.
He says recent rains have brought some optimism in the state, especially in terms of grass and hay.
We've had quite a bit of wet hay baled already this year and wrapped. A few fields of dry alfalfa have been put up, but not a lot of the dry hay's been put up. But it definitely puts us in a lot better mood than what we were just a few weeks ago, because, of course, everybody was really concerned knowing how last year turned out.
And taking a look at the National Feeder Pig Report, early wean pigs and all feeder pigs were steady. The USDA says demand was good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $43, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $79.02. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tearful testimony from one-time Trump administration communications advisor Hope Hicks in the criminal trial of her former boss on Friday. Criminal defense attorney Jeremy Salen says that she provided important details during questioning about the public image crisis Mr. Trump encountered in the lead-up to his 2016 election.
She absolutely connects the dots. She explains the urgency, and she understands and shares that story. It was a crisis that needed addressing immediately. She's a very valuable piece to raise that credibility up of Michael Cohen to tell the story.
Who made the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda indicted. The Department of Justice alleges that the couple accepted $600,000 in bribes, charges that could land them in prison for decades if they're convicted. A new round of storms battering Texas, already facing catastrophic flooding from swollen rivers. And it's Kentucky Derby Day. 20 horses set to compete in this year's Run for the Roses. This is ABC News. Three Indian men were arrested in Edmonton, Canada, Friday, charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the killing of a Sikh separatist. The separatist was ambushed and killed by three masked men last June in British Columbia in the parking lot of a Sikh house of worship where he was the president. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blaming Indian government agents for the shooting, India denying any involvement, but Canadian officials saying they have a smoking gun with the help of information supplied by the United States. Royal Canadian Mounted Police head of the interrogated homicide investigation team, Superintendent Mandeep Mukher.
Through complex investigative techniques and tremendous support from the community, we were able to gather significant evidence that led us to the individuals that were responsible for this homicide.
The victim fled India in the 1990s amid a crackdown on Sikh leaders. Rekindled hopes on Wall Street that an interest rate cut is coming thanks to Friday's lower than expected jobs report. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We'll try to get your outdoor activities in this morning because some rain appears to be on the way by early this afternoon, with a large front extending from northern Minnesota down to Kansas with showers along it. We're not expecting severe weather here today, but a few claps of thunder are possible. Rain amounts could be at least a few tenths of an inch in spots. Otherwise, high pressure working in will bring us plenty of sunshine tomorrow into Monday. Should be some great weather with seasonably mild temperatures. Behind that, we'll see the next system move in by Tuesday, producing some showers and thunderstorms. That chance of scattered rain will continue into Wednesday and Thursday, although gradually getting lighter as a system pulls out. Temperatures will cool down a little bit too, heading toward the end of this upcoming week. That forecast for today, mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High temperature about 71, south to southwest wind at 7 to 13. Tonight clearing off and cool, low at 42. Tomorrow's looking like a fantastic day with mostly sunny skies, high near 70, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Monday, sunny or partly cloudy and breezy, low 44, high 73. Tuesday, breezy with a few off and on showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the mid-50s, high in the low 70s. Heading into Wednesday, mixed sky, still a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low near 50, high of 72. Thursday, cooler with light showers possible, high about 64. Right now, Friday is looking dry and partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. So again, to recap for today, mostly cloudy, temperatures topping out around 71, with some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. You have a great day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at 44 degrees so far. That is the morning low. We have been as warm as 51 right after midnight. And our high yesterday was 73. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Clouds continue to build in from our partly cloudy skies earlier today. Now, our record high comes from 1952 when it was 89. The record low, 23, from 1966. 1 year ago, 77 the high, 38 the low. The sun will set tonight at 8:06. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:50. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.97. The air is calm. No precipitation to report yesterday or today. As mentioned, we have been as warm as 51 following a high yesterday of 73, and our current temperatures are morning low. We're at 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven. Talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven.
That's Toby Keith on Country and Community, your weekend wake up. Here's a vinyl classic.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCO-FM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
Everybody gathered where the river runs wider at the edge of town, to see if that Eddie Lee Vaughn baptism was really gonna go down. Folks bet hard-earned money that water wouldn't change a thing. They set the odds at 100 to 1 his soul would never come clean.
Then the preacher said, people, take a moment or two. There's something we need to do. Pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Well, the preacher ducked him under that cool, clear water, then he did it again. Eddie came up yelling, Lord in heaven, hallelujah, I'm a brand new man. Well, the water got to bubbling, sky got to rumbling, and the thunder backed up the choir. The fish started jumping, it was like they were swimming in a lake of fire. Then Eddie's mama stepped out of the crowd and started yelling out loud, pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off the likes of him. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. He said, everybody cross your fingers, fold your hands. Pray for old Eddie, but before we say amen, pray for the fish. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Lord, pray for the fish.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love, and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Wow. loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Saturday, May 18th. Are the kiddos ready for the Kinchi Pedal Pole, sponsored by Cardinal Glass Industries? If so, bring them to the Riverdale School Bus Garage before 11 a.m. to sign up. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries, for supporting the festival and the Kinchi Pedal Pole.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Hi, this is Andrea with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Court & Main, along with J.J. Walsh Jewelers, is seeking nominations for honoring outstanding moms in our community. We're searching for those ordinary moms doing extraordinary things and invite anyone to nominate that inspirational mother in their life. We all know at least one incredible mother who balances it all. A social life, a spiritual life, her job, her family, and her bank accounts. But what's even more impressive is that she manages to do all of this while also making time to volunteer or lead organizations that help others. These women are an inspiration, and Court & Main and J.J. Walsh wishes to recognize and honor them for what they have achieved. If you'd like to honor a mom or a mother-like figure, send to us via Facebook, Instagram, or email, or call 647-8713. By Wednesday, May 8th at 8 p.m., we want you to share your love and appreciation for the person you're nominating.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Some Seniors of Riverdale High School, you've made it. Congratulations on this milestone. The world awaits your talents. Congratulations, seniors, from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
I spent $1,500 on your damn dog's collar, putting new spinners on your Escalade. I swear I almost started crying when you brought up fine diamonds. Lord, I'm spending more than I'm getting paid. You got more purses than Versace, got more rings than Liberace. Fill your closet full of fancy shoes. All my credit cards are cooking, girl, you don't know what you're putting. Umbrellas on some island that I can't even spell. Then we slide over to Gucci right before we go for sushi. That's a version of my personal hell. We just spent all day long trying on Louis Vuitton. There's a thousand things that I'd rather do. But my mom would be the senseless if she saw what I was spending on you. It's a business doing pleasure, a business doing pleasure with you. You're gonna break my bank before too long. I'm taking out a loan. But when you turn your kind of loving on, honey, I just can't say no.
It's 6:30, time for a news update, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Good morning from the WRCO newsroom. I'm Adam Haas. Wisconsin authorities are promising a thorough investigation into a police shooting that they say killed an armed student outside a middle school. Meanwhile, families in the community of Mount Horeb are coming together to comfort one another. Wisconsin officials did not release additional information Thursday about the ongoing investigation being led by the State Department of Justice. Authorities said the student never got inside the middle school in Mount Horeb. Authorities have not said whether the student fired a weapon, pointed one at police, or what type of weapon he had. His name and age has also not been released. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, the FSIS, is issuing a public health alert due to concerns of raw pork chorizo products that may be contaminated with a foreign material, specifically hard plastic and metal. FSIS is issuing a public health alert to ensure that consumers are aware that this product should not be consumed. A recall was not requested because the product is no longer available for purchase. The annual Richland County Tire and Electronic Recycling event will be held this morning from 8 until 11 at the Richland County Highway Shop. All types of batteries, cell phones, standard ink cartridges, laptops, iPads, iPods, televisions, and computers and equipment will be accepted free of charge. Household electronics may be disposed of at a cost of $2 per item. Prices vary for appliances and other household items. The cost to recycle tires will be charged per tire or per ton. A complete list of items and charges can be found on the Richland County Recycling website. The Richland County Tire and Electronic Recycling event this morning from 8 until 11 is again being held at the Richland County Highway Shop. Are you looking for great bargains or unique items to purchase? The Richland Center area citywide garage sales are being held today at various locations and residences throughout the city of Richland Center. The second annual You Matter Mental Health Awareness 5K will be held this morning at the Youth and Ag Building at the Grant County Fairgrounds in Lancaster. Check-in is from 8 to 9. There'll be a ceremony at 9, and the 5K gets underway at 9:45. Cost to participate is $30. The day will also include a silent auction. Are you looking for a great time this weekend where you can learn something new and have a fun time doing it? Then put on your dancing shoes, boots, or whatever you're comfortable in, and come to the Richland Center Community Center tomorrow for the Sunday Fun Day Dance. Colleen Pulvermacher, one of the organizers, helped come up with the idea for this event.
One day at pickleball, I was speaking with a friend who was from Soldiers Grove, and I said, hey, I'm curious about that square dancing that they have over at the Old Oak Inn. And so he told me about it and encouraged me to go. And fast forward, I called my good friend Colleen Schrader. I said, hey, you want to go over to that? And we did go. And so we just had a wonderful time and just got to talking and wondering if we could bring something like this to Richland Center.
There will be live music and square dancing, and it's not the only type of dance featured at the event. Colleen Schrader is another creator and organizer.
It's your square dance kind of thing, you know, do-si-do your corner, promenade, L-man left, you know, those types of things. We really wanted to point out you don't need any experience. The dances are all called. You don't need frilly skirts and fancy Western shirts. Just come with comfy dancing shoes and come to have a good time. And it won't just be square dancing. They're also going to have probably some type of folk dancing, and they do contra dances and Virginia reel type dances. So it's not just square dancing, but it's the called dances that it really focuses on.
The Sunday Fun Day Dance will be held tomorrow at the Richland Center Community Center from 1 until 4. No dancing experience is needed, and all dances are called and taught. And there's no cover charge. Free will donations for the caller and musicians would be appreciated. Concessions will be provided by the Kearsaders Walk with Grace team. And Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Alan Morawick, a tech ed teacher at Richland Center High School, will be speaking about the Holocaust at the Brewer Public Library today. Morawick says that during World War II, from 1941 through 1945, there were 11 million Holocaust victims, which included 6 million Jews and 5 million others.
5 million of different races, political prisoners, the disabled. There were even Catholic priests that were killed. Gypsies as well. LGBTQ persons were also placed into concentration camps and killed. So it's not just the 6 million Jews. Yes, it was a plan to rid Europe of its Jews, but they did a pretty good job getting rid of another 5 million people. And one of the numbers that will always bother me, always stands out to me, is children. During the Holocaust, you had 1,500,000 children that were killed. Just children. 1,500,000 children is a large number that it's really difficult to understand. But if you think about it, Lambeau Field holds just shy of 100,000 people. So let's use our imaginations and let's expand that stadium to hold 100,000 people. Now fill it with children. You would need 15 Lambeau Fields to be able to fill those stadiums with 1,500,000 children.
During today's presentation, Morawick will speak about the Holocaust and share stories told to him by his late father, who was a Holocaust survivor.
My father's name was Chaim Baruch Yeruchim Muravietz. My father's entire family was killed. Mother and father, two younger brothers and two younger sisters. And yes, who knows what all of those people could have brought forward to, let's say, better this world than what it is today. We don't know. Maybe somebody had a cure for some disease that now it's going to take even longer for somebody to come up with, and this person was killed just because they were different.
Morawick hopes the public can attend the presentation today and says here's what to expect with the event.
It's been something that has always been well received. Audience members, I would say, learn anything from a small amount of things about the Holocaust to a large amount of things regarding the Holocaust. There's lots of information there, and there's a lot of information that the general public isn't aware of.
You can learn more about the Holocaust with Alan Morawick at the Brewer Public Library this morning at 10:30. Morawick is also the founder of the Holocaust Shoe Project, which distributes shoes to the needy. You can donate new or serviceable shoes by dropping them off at the Brewer Public Library today or anytime at the Richland Center High School office during normal business hours. It's internet for everyone from Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless? Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. We'll get into the 70s. Clearing off, cooler tonight, 42. Plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. A great day weather-wise, a high of 70. 44 tonight, 73 on Monday with partly sunny to partly cloudy conditions. Well, we're currently still at our morning low. We're at 44 degrees. We have been as warm as 51 around midnight. We did hit 45 just a few moments ago, but we've since dropped back down to 44. The high yesterday was 73. No precipitation report today or yesterday. Again, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we're at 44 degrees, and we'll have a look at sports coming up next.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, brought to you by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales agents, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. In baseball action last night, it was an extra inning affair, and it was our featured broadcast on WRCO. Phil Nee was there.
Dodgeville won a wild game 10-9 in high school baseball from the Southwest Conference over River Valley in a game played at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. It was going River Valley's way as they built an 8-0 lead after the 3.5 innings that were played, but Dodgeville scored 5 times in the fourth. River Valley would add a run in the 7th inning. At the time, it seemed like that was insurance and leading 9-5, but Dodgeville scored 4 times in the bottom of the 7th on just one hit to tie the game. The game went extras, and Dodgeville scored the winning run in the 8th inning on an error to win it by a score of 10-9. They made a winner out of Caden Holtzman, who came on in relief. Joey Onerbaum started the game for Dodgeville, and Aiden Murphy pitched the middle innings. For River Valley, Quincy Blakely started the game. Keegan Heiser worked the 6th and 7th, and Clyde Samples pitched the 8th. The Blackhawks, with that big lead, that was built up by some good hitting, including a 2-RBI double by Abbott Milanowski, an RBI for Caden Plumley, and Chase Gilbertson singled and scored in the second inning. Dodgeville's comeback was led by Noah Pitts, who got the Dodgers on the board with a solo home run in the fourth inning. Also, a couple of key RBIs in the seventh inning, one of those from Nathan Johnson. The winning run scored from Aiden Murphy in the eighth inning after walking, going to second on a balk, and scoring on an error. Dodgeville picked up the win and improved to 7-8. They are 6-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. For River Valley, they fall to 6-7, and they are 5-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Once again, the final, 10 runs and 10 hits for Dodgeville, 6 errors. River Valley, 9 runs, 9 hits, 6 errors on the night. The game went 8 innings, and Dodgeville was a winner 10-9. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale Chieftains held on to defeat Boscobel by a score of 6-3 on Friday night in baseball. Chase Chitwood picked up the win. He went 5 strong innings, gave up just one hit, and struck out 11. Andre Tainter and Carson Kenyon would pitch the final 2 innings to nail down the victory. Andre Tainter, Emmett Drone, Logan Cagle, and Wyatt Storms all drove in runs on the night. The Chieftains are now 6-2 in conference, 8-5 overall, with the 6-3 win over Boscobel on Friday night. Other baseball finals, it was Lancaster over Richland Center 6-5. It was the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting the Brookwood Falcons in non-conference baseball action last night. Heading to the bottom of the 7th inning, the unbeaten home team, Ithaca Bulldogs, trailed Brookwood 7-6. 2 outs in their final inning, and they loaded the bases. Wyatt Hilby stepped to the plate, and he hit a long, long left field grand slam home run. That gave the Ithaca Bulldogs the come-from-behind non-conference win, 10-7 over Brookwood. Viroqua blanked Luther 4-0. Potosi Cassville over Argyle Blackhawk 5-0. Barneveld 5, River Ridge 1, and Watoma over Wisconsin Dells 7-4. In softball action, the hosting Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a 9-2 win over Brookwood last night. Brookwood scored the first two runs of the game in the first inning, and then winning pitcher Olivia Young scattered five hits after, and the Bulldogs held on 9-2. Holly King went 2-for-4 with a couple of runs knocked in. Olivia Young, 1-for-2. Josie Lau and Kaylee Newkirk, along with Kaylee Manning, all went 1-for-3. The Kayleys, both Newkirk and Manning, each had two RBIs in that victory. Also, Boscobel over Fenimore by a final of 5-4. And DeSoto, they downed North Crawford 10-9. During our sports report at 8:10, be sure and join us. Michael Hernan will stop by and take a look at sports going on at the high school area scene today. That's a look at sports on WRCO. I'm Adam Hess.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Wazika, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned, a slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure, bad attitude. Don't know what you said, you got inside his head, so he can turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. From the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
in the sky, but none of them are alike. There's a lot of people in this world, there's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and all my feelings are all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me. She just might be the one. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounding area business and individuals. Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Cardinal Glass Industries, Delta 3 Engineering, Electric Design, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meyer Construction, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We got Tennessee moonshine, chicken and beer, the band's in the barn and the gang's all here. If you're looking for a good time, honk your horn. Bring your dog, call all your friends, send a shout out to your next of kin. Tell them I'll come just as you are. We're getting down on the farm. Come on, everybody, gotta move your body to the bombshell stomp, bombshell stomp. Kick up your boots and get back to your roots to the bombshell stomp, bombshell stomp. To the right, stomp to the left, shake your booty, step, step, step. Grab yourself a cute guy, honey, don't be shy. Everybody romp to the bombshell stomp. There's no excuse for an empty cup. Keep them all full till the sun comes up. If you get too hot down by the fire, take a roll in the hay if you so desire. There's a million stars in the sky tonight. That old full moon is a beautiful sight. Shake, shake, shake it till the cows come home. Rocking it on that bar. Come on, everybody. Gotta move your body to the bombshell stomp. Bombshell stomp. Kick up your boots and get back to your roots. To the bombshell stomp. Bombshell stomp. Stomp to the right, stomp to the left. Shake your booty, step, step, step. Grab yourself a cute guy, honey, don't be shy. Everybody romp to the bombshell stomp.
Stop.